This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network, your voice for independent views.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're back in card country again. I love it. It's the playing cards. We're all going to play cards together. It's about our lives. We are playing our cards together. We're always playing our cards together. And you know what it's really good to know is which cards are you playing? And what's your hand like? And we all have a hand that we're born to. And it's quite amazing. And once you learn about it, you'll have a zillion ahas about it because it's so true. The cards that we're born to play, we do play. We can't help it. We don't even have to know about it. We're always playing them. And not only that, but everybody is playing them around us, knowing our hand. But they don't have to know about the cards. They just get the vibes. So we're all getting each other's vibes and playing against them or for them. And so to do a better job at that, we want to learn so much more about our cards and interpret them and live them fully when you know about them. So to help us do that again is a wonderful expert about cards. He has a brand new book that's becoming an Amazon bestseller, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome.
Peter, thank you so much for having me on your show again. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, I'm so glad that we could talk and look at what we're born to. And live it out fully. It's fascinating to understand our cards so we can play them better. And yeah, let's talk about your new book, because that's incredible that you just published it. And all of a sudden, it's a hot seller. So tell us.
Well, I was very pleasantly surprised. I just was looking on Amazon yesterday evening, and I saw that it had a number one bestseller tag next to it. And I kind of looked around and looked in, and in my category of ancient and controversial knowledge, I am number one in the new releases. And it's fantastic. Wow. I'm really thrilled. It's very exciting. It means a lot of people want to know how to play their cards right, which, as you mentioned, is really great for all of us, because the more that we're all consciously playing our cards, the more we can be in harmony with each other and not struggling against ourselves or each other. So it's exciting for me from that perspective, too, because that's my ultimate hope, is that we all start playing our cards right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy, because our cards don't always, they have shadows to them also, and they don't always make our life that comfortable. I know that my birth card is a Four of Clubs, and we've talked about it before, and that's the card that's challenged a lot, and all the fours are, because we are trying to keep everything squared. And it's not easy to do that.
Well, no, and also, for each of the cards, there's a challenge associated, and, you know, as we've spoken about, if it wasn't challenging this game that we're all playing, then we'd lose interest, we'd get bored. So we do have the challenges associated to the energy patterns that we're playing, and as you mentioned, the cards are really just reference points or symbols that represent the underlying energy vibrations that are always there. And what we have is the opportunity to gain consciousness about these energy patterns, and then with consciousness we can make better decisions.
Right. And And so people can call in to ask us about their cards. We're at 888-874-4888. And I'll repeat it again, 888-874-4888. And people can actually find out if they don't already know their cards. Some people do. But if they don't, they can go to your new website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, lifeelevated.life. That's lifeelevated.life. And there's an orange button right on the home page that says find out your birth card, and you can click that, and you go to a page where you can enter your date of birth and find out your birth card and get a mini reading right there on the site.
Lifeelevated.life. That's great. And we have a caller. Megan is on the line. Hello, Megan. Hello. Megan is there. But
hello, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
What card would you like to know about?
Well, I don't know, actually. I don't really know anything about this, so I am totally open to whatever is suggested.
Well,
Megan, what's your date of birth? Let's start with that.
Okay, perfect. So my birthday is May 18th, 1986.
All right.
So May 18th is the birth card of the Ace of Diamonds.
Okay.
This is your primary pattern in life. And diamonds is the suit of the physical layers of life, the material layers. And the ace is the symbol of initiation and beginning. So that says that your primary pattern in life is to bring forth something new in a material form that wasn't here, and so you did it. So you're here to initiate something, to be a seed and a beginning point or a starting point of something that is going to become a diamond, something that we treasure, something that we value.
Well, it's also many, many different initiations in life. And the ace is also a card of death and rebirth. So a lot of things that you initiate will fall by the wayside in order for you to initiate new things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always finding new ideas, new directions to go, new opportunities. And your life will be full of that. And, it's something to embrace and enjoy that you're really on a creative journey in your life to keep on initiating new projects.
Yeah.
Yesterday I spoke to another person whose birthday was May 18th.
Oh, how fun.
So, yeah. I guess it's very common.
One thing just to add, Megan, is that your personality card is the Five of Hearts, which is emotional connection and creating emotional transformation. Mm-hmm. And these same two card combination, the Ace of Diamonds and the Five of Hearts, are the two cards of Louise Hay, who many consider to be the grandmother of the self-help movement. And she jokes that there was no self-help section in the bookstore until she started it. So as an ace, she initiated something of material value that had to do with emotional transformation for other people. And so something like that in your own way will be what you're going to do. And as Peter said, you may do a series of these things and have a series of projects and initiations.
That's
so lovely. How does that resonate for you?
Several different levels, actually, because I am an artist, and I'm a choreographer and a painter, and I do a lot of different art projects periodically, and I've recently started to integrate my spiritual evolution with my art projects. I feel like that it was very encouraging, actually, to hear that, because I feel like that, kind of gives me permission to continue with what I'm working on and passionate about,
Right, and keep on inventing new things.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's, you know, that's creativity exciting. At its best is initiating.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's bringing something out of nothing. It's the ace energy. It's the seed. It's the first light. And so the danger would be that you don't feel like you have what it takes to do it, that it seems too big, or you don't have the skill set. And so it's about trusting your own ability to ace the test, that you are an ace already. And so you can do this big project or this big initiation that you see in front of you.
And to have perseverance, because an ace needs a lot of perseverance, because there's always the next new opportunity, and it's exciting, and luckily you're in a field where productions end and time for a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Art projects are over, and it's on to the next art project. So it's about, you know, being creatively persevering.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Good, and thank you, Megan, for calling.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
So, again,
people are welcome to call in. 888-874-4888 and ask us about your cards. And Alexander, you and I'd love to talk about cards constantly. It's such a fertile ground. And in the last show, we talked about the first half of the deck. And, you know, we could talk more about sixes and sevens and eights and nines or beyond. But to me, sixes are always an interesting number, card number for people, because it challenges people to live and think and feel correctly. Right?
Well, it does. And the sixth energy is always interested in justice and what's fair. So they may take it upon themselves to be the judge and jury of everyone around them. And that can, you know, like you said, it means they're trying to correct everyone, which can be very unpleasant for people around them, because the sixth energy can be trying to force people into their own expectations of what they think is right or fair. And so they may try to make people conform to their own sense of etiquette or duty or responsibility and not allow other people to have their own way of doing things. So it can get a little bit too controlling and too obsessive.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, they're great at balancing and ordering and being great diplomats and peacemakers, because they do have a strong sense of justice and fairness.
Right. And but, actually, it is called the lawyer card. And my older son is a lawyer, and he has that card.
Mm.
And he's always questioning me, challenging me. And,
well, one thing, you know, is he's the sixth of clubs, is that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So one thing that's important to say is that the higher numbers tend to trump the lower numbers. So if you're going to play the four of clubs and he has the six of clubs,
right,
it can be a futile exchange for you, because you'll always have the upper hand.
Part of the relationship dynamics. Yeah, he's very
it's something very important for us in our relationships, that typically there's one person who is a leader and the other who's a follower, and it's important for us to acknowledge those roles. Like, actually, in my romantic relationship, the way the cards line up, my partner Vicky is the leader, and it's up to me to defer to her. And so it's important that we both understand this dynamic, so that she can actually lead and not look to me to lead the relationship, and then I can defer to her leadership, so that we have harmony in our relationships.
Interesting. I'm thinking of my two sons, because I have a six of clubs, so that's pretty strong-willed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my other son is the queen of hearts. So in a sense, that trumps the six of clubs, but it's a different suit.
It's a different suit, but nonetheless, he is royalty and may expect to be treated like royalty.
Well, he doesn't have a big ego. He's very confident in himself. He really believes in himself.
Mm-hmm.
And as a queen of hearts, he just loves to share his heart with everybody.
Yes.
And he's very, very concerned about people. And it's amazing. His friends tell me that everybody loves him. Everybody.
Yeah.
Loves him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's nobody who doesn't love him. And so that's pretty Trumping in itself. I hate to use that word,
yeah.
But love wins.
Well, it can when the Queen of Hearts is playing it, for sure. The challenge for the Queen of Hearts is that they give until they bleed, and then they get exhausted and mean-spirited.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't get that way. He's also the King of Spades.
Oh, that's his personality card, yeah. So he's very powerful.
Yeah, so he has that supporting him. And so he has a lot of dignity about him, and people respect him a great deal. And so, but I think he has too many friends. Because it spreads him out too much.
He may feel like it's exhausting for him to try to keep up with everybody.
It is, and he's had to learn to be more able to say no, and it's hard for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have another caller. Margaret is on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Margaret.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, Margaret.
I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. Well, my card is the Jack of Clubs, and I was just interested in some information about it.
Sure. What's your date of birth? Just the month and the day is fine.
9/13.
September 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So your second card is the Nine of Diamonds. Did you know about that already?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So the Nine of Diamonds for you is your persona, so your personality.
Uh-huh.
And so you would show up through the Nine of Diamonds. So you're a Jack of Clubs who shows up as a Nine of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And the Jack of Clubs is the Prince of Knowledge, so you're very smart and clever, sometimes too smart for your own good. And the Nine of Diamonds is about elevating our values, elevating our material world. And so you may be very interested in your mind about how we can all do better in society. And have more, just a higher way of being. But at the same time, you can get really disappointed when you see that it isn't that way. So it can feel pointless or even hopeless to try. So you can lose hope very easily.
Yeah.
You're here to elevate us and lift us up. And you have a lot of great ideas about how you can do that. So it's important to have faith in your own ideas.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
and nines also like to have fullness and live as completely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to make the most out of life. You know, for
the burned out easily though.
Well, it depends on how you use your Jack of Clubs, because the Jack thinks outside of the box. And creates new opportunities, is very very creative and resourceful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm writing a book right now.
You have a lot of good knowledge to share. That's a great outlet for your mental energy. Because if you don't have those kind of outlets, like writing or teaching, then you can get lost in your own stories in your head. And that can be exhausting and lonely.
Oh, yes. I was a teacher at one point as well. I taught nursing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. So that would be a good expression of teaching something that helps people physically. Diamonds is the physical world, so helping people's physical health.
Okay.
And Peter's right about the wanting to have the fullness of life with the nines. We say things in our language like do it to the nines or get dressed up to the nines. You do like to do things to the maximum. Mm-hmm. And so it can mean you have an extreme personality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
What's your book about?
Well, it's a memoir combination autobiography. I worked in forensic psychiatry at Bellevue Hospital as a nurse. I was a psychiatric nurse, and I've been to India numerous times and been on a spiritual life since I'm about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, lots of experiences and miracles, et cetera.
Well, I encourage you to realize that these are special because it's quote-unquote normal for you, like it's just your everyday experience. What's important is that you realize that these stories are really impactful for other people. And so really step into your authority as someone who has something really important to teach. And
realize that, because
this, as a Jack of Clubs, you may think that you don't yet know enough, but you have more to learn before you can impart your wisdom. And I'm just encouraging you that you have some real gems to share.
Well, you know, the first time I shared a story, it had to do with an experience in India. I'd asked my spiritual master about, I'd asked him for an experience of his love, and he gave me a very roundabout experience of his love, which lasted 3 days, which appeared to be a nightmare at the time.
Mm.
But what eventually happened was the realization that it was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I realized that God is within everyone, and His love came through everyone. And I told the story to a large group of people, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Wow.
And people were coming up and giving me presents, whatever they had in their purses. So, and yeah,
wonderful.
So that was a wonderful experience to share and affect people in such a positive way. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I don't want
You're
to
welcome.
Take up too much of your time.
Thank you so much for calling.
Other callers.
Thank you.
Have right. a wonderful
thank
day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, Alexander. So it's great to talk about nines and jacks. And I think, you know, it helps people to have, all, you know, have these different callers and also you and I just to know that, you know, we have our own different cards that we
right.
appreciate and those around us, you know, our immediate
well,
family.
And we're always talking through the lens of our own cards. So I'm always giving people interpretations through my energy patterns of the Nine of Hearts and Seven of Clubs, and you're always interpreting their lives for them through your patterns of the Four of Clubs and Jack of Spades. So I really enjoy doing this with you because we have, you know, obviously different perspectives, and we can give people a fuller picture of their hearts to play. So I enjoy it.
Right. And we still have about 4 minutes left of the show. So let's pick a card that we can talk about. What would you like?
Do you have a deck in front of you? You can cut the deck and find one.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Sometimes I do that in the morning, you know, or like on a Monday morning, wanting to know, you know, what card will really represent the week. And then I pull a card and I did that the other week, and I was concerned about the week, and I pulled a card of the Jack of Hearts, and that was very uplifting. That said to me, you know, just live in my heart and explore and let, you know, let the week reveal itself and stay in my heart. I thought that would be a good, you know, good week, and it turned out to be a wonderful week. So, actually,
well,
I just pulled the card out of the deck, and it was a Joker.
Well, that's a very interesting one to pull out. And people are born to play the Joker.
The Joker stands out on December 31st, right?
Yeah. And the Joker looks in on the system and can feel really lonely from outside. The Joker's like the mediator between heaven and earth.
Wow. Well,
and people who are playing the Joker well are very powerful healers.
Uh-huh. And something else that's actually very powerful and magical, and I don't know if we've talked about it before, is the seven. And because right now I'm looking at a seven of diamonds. But when I meet people who are sevens, I'm really excited for them because they have an opportunity to live very magically. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I'll say first things, most of them would probably tell you that it doesn't feel magical because it's ups and downs. The seven is the only pattern that's symbolically represented unevenly. There's a high side and a low side. It's not symmetric in its symbolic depiction. And so sevens can, for that reason, have a magical life where things flip in an instant, great synchronicities or serendipities. But then by the same token, things can flip into tragedy just as quickly. So sevens often have a roller coaster experience. And unfortunately, I've met many people playing a seven energy who wear some kind of diagnosis of manic or bipolar. Some kind of label like that that got affixed to their experience of this topsy-turvy, up-and-down experience of life that can certainly be magical. But
right, and I think if they can hold that, but if they can hold the magic, they can ride the waves.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's their job, is to hold on to the magic and go for the ride. And having that higher vantage point of it makes it easier to deal with the ups and the downs. So we have
one minute. Oh, go ahead.
We only have a minute left. So okay. Let's come back to you, and the name of your book is?
Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth.
Play Your Cards Right. And they can find that at Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon's running a sale right now, too, 10% off. So it's a good time to buy the book.
Good. And what's your website?
Again? And the website is lifeelevated.life.
Lifeelevated.life. Great. So Alexander Dunlop, thanks so much for being on the show again. Hopefully you'll come back soon.
I'd love to. Thank you, Peter. I love being on your show. Thank you.
Great. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.
PRN would like to thank its listeners for making us number one on Zeno Radio's phone service.